You're listening to SBS News.
It's an electorate containing some of the most sought-after real estate in Australia. Yet the most contested space the electorate of Wentworth can offer at the moment is just one seat, a crucial seat in federal parliament. The electorate in Sydney's wealthy and glamorous eastern suburbs, held by the Liberal Party and its forerunner, the United Australia Party, since 1931, is holding a pivotal by-election on Saturday. After the resignation of Malcolm Turnbull following his removal as Prime Minister, it's a seat the Liberals have to fight to hold to maintain their one-seat advantage in the House of Representatives. The spectre of Mr. Turnbull, who spent most of his time in New York since leaving politics, looms large over the by-election. His successor as Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, is trying to reassure the public Mr. Turnbull does actually support the Liberal candidate to succeed him in the seat, Dave Sharma, despite fears Mr. Turnbull's silence could wreck Mr. Sharma's chances.
Malcolm, I think, made it pretty clear. I mean, Dave Sharma was Malcolm's hand-picked candidate, as everybody knows, and I think he was the best candidate in the field. I mean, that, and the pre-selectors endorsed that position at the end of the day. And Malcolm decided that he was leaving public life. He tweeted in favour of Dave. I know he supports Dave, but he decided to no longer be playing a role in national politics here in Australia, and I respect that decision.
More likely to wreck Mr. Sharma's chances on the ground is the well-known independent candidate, Dr. Karen Phelps. Internal Liberal Party polling leaked to the media shows her set to win. With the stakes so high, a false and ugly smear has hit the headlines in the campaign's final days. An email circulated telling people to vote for Mr. Sharma because Dr. Phelps is HIV positive and is withdrawing from the campaign. The Liberal Party fiercely denies it's responsible for the email, and Mr. Morrison has condemned it.
Well, I think it's disgraceful. I think it's outrageous. And as Karen herself has said, that, you know, she doesn't believe it had anything to do, and I'd be horrified if it did, with the Liberal Party. So, I mean, that is the ugly side of Australian politics, and it has no place in any such contest.
Dr. Phelps says both parts of the email are false, and she's trying to move on, telling the Nine Network she's focused on policy issues.
Well, I was warned that there'd be some dirty tricks in a political campaign with as much at stake as this. And I think the important thing is that I just press on with my policy agenda. I'm talking to the people of Wentworth about what we can achieve for the future of Australia.
The issues in Wentworth reflect the electorate's demographic. Its wealthy makeup may mean the seat's voters, almost paradoxically, are not tempted as much by politicians' typical calls on economic issues. That's put pressure on the Liberals in other policy areas, such as climate change. But Mr. Sharma says his party has the right mix of policies across a range of areas.
Look, I think there's any number of issues that people here in Wentworth are discussing with me. You know, how to keep the economy strong, how to keep the country safe, how to preserve the quality of life here in Wentworth, local issues as well. Climate change certainly comes up, but I think, you know, the government has a good story to tell there. We're keeping our Paris commitments, we're going to meet our Paris commitments, and we're going to address energy affordability and energy reliability. And you need to be doing all those things to have an energy policy.
With the by-election tight and critical, the government has been accused of raising the issue of moving Australia's embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem as a political lure for the seat's large Jewish community. Mr. Sharma, a former Australian ambassador to Israel, is one of the architects of the proposal. The close race has also forced the Liberals to bring out a familiar face from the past to encourage people to back their candidate. Former Prime Minister John Howard has walked the streets of suburban Double Bay with Mr. Sharma, meeting voters. Mr. Howard is endorsing him in strong terms.
Every election and every by-election is different, and there is a lot at stake. And I can't commend to the people of Wentworth more strongly Dave Sharma as a really first-class candidate. He's achieved a lot already, and he can achieve a great deal in the future as the member for Wentworth.
But again, the spectre of another former Liberal leader, Mr. Turnbull, looms large. Affection for the former MP from his constituents and anger the way he was removed from office could hurt the Liberals. Mr. Howard acknowledges that, but says others will see it as more important to have the Liberals in power, no matter who the leader is, to avoid Labour gaining power.
A lot of people here are sad that he's not any longer the member, and any longer the Prime Minister. Others will take a view projecting forward. They will say, well, the party room made a decision to install another leader. We're unhappy about that, but we are a lot more unhappy about the thought of having a shortened government snaffling our hard-earned savings with these savage new taxes.
Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.